And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring, across from McLaren Thumb Region and Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic, tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And drivers in Tuscola County will need to plan for a lengthy detour beginning on Monday, July 13th, or today, as the Michigan Department of Transportation starts a bridge replacement project on M53 near Cass City. The highway will be closed at Greenman Creek while crews remove the existing bridge, which dates back to 1939, and install a new culvert. The closure is expected to remain in place through the middle of October. And during construction, traffic will be rerouted using Argyle, Germania, and Cass City roads. The project also includes asphalt reconstruction and new guardrail installation to improve roadway safety and extend the life of the corridor. MDOT says it is investing approximately $2.5 million in the improvements, a project expected to support an estimated 21 jobs through direct and indirect economic activity. And families across Sebring will have a chance to get an up-close look at the vehicles and people who serve the community during a free Touch a Truck event on Monday, July 13th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Sebring Township Fire Hall. The event is presented through a partnership involving Sebring Township, the Sebring Township Library, the Village of Sebring Police Department, and the Village of Sebring. Visitors will be able to climb aboard a variety of emergency and service vehicles, sound the horns, meet operators, and learn how the equipment is used. Organizers say the family-friendly event will also feature inflatables, popcorn, cotton candy, music from DJ Brian, and free admission for everyone. Additional event information is available through the Sebring Township Farmers Market Facebook page. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has vetoed 9 bills that become the focus of a legal fight between Democrats and the Republican-led Michigan House. The measures were approved during the final weeks of Democrat-controlled legislature in 2024, but were never formally sent to the governor before Republicans took control of the House in 2025. After the Michigan Supreme Court ordered the bills delivered, Whitmer rejected them, saying the lengthy delay meant statutory deadlines had passed and implementing the measures now would create administrative challenges. The bills include proposals to create a Wayne County History Museum Authority, allow corrections officers to join the Michigan State Police retirement system, protect certain public assistance benefits from debt garnishment, and require higher employer contributions towards public employee health insurance. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
In today's world, life moves fast, but your home should be a place of charm, clarity, and strength. That's where tile flooring from Popham Flooring comes in. Whether it's bold and modern, soft and neutral, or rich with texture, tile gives your space a clean foundation with personality. It's water-resistant, easy to maintain, and built to last through real life. Pets, kids, spills, and everything in between. In a time where every choice counts, make one that blends beauty with purpose. At Popham Flooring, where they help you bring your vision to life with today's top tile designs. Ground your home in something strong, something timeless. Tile floors from Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358. Style that sticks, strength that stays.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.